And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz from home because he's got a cold. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Oh, listen to you. You're all stuffed up. This is terrible. How did you catch this cold?
I was up in Massachusetts in Cambridge on Wednesday to deliver a seminar on crossword puzzles to the Nieman Fellows. And I think I picked up something along the way.
Those Nieman Fellows gave you a cold? Not a good idea. Well, chances are you knew the answer to last week's puzzle before any of us did, so the cold didn't affect that. What was the challenge you gave us last week?
Well, I said think of a word starting with the letter E, move the E to the end, and the result will spell two consecutive names of animals. What animals are they? And as a hint, I said the first animal is fairly large and the second one is small.
What is your answer?
The answer is eponymous. When you move the E to the end, you get pony and mouse.
I love it. 600 people sent in correct entries to this week's puzzle. And our winner, chosen at random, as always, is Steve Hollingsworth from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Leanne.
How did you solve this puzzle?
When I get the puzzle, I go on autopilot and sit down at the computer and at least generate a few things that might help me, like long words starting with E. And I thought, well, you know, if it ends in O-U-S, that means it could be mouse or louse. And very shortly after that, I came on eponymous.
Nice work. Now, you live in Chattanooga, but we are actually reaching you in Chicago today?
You're actually reaching me looking up at the South Loop of Chicago.
And you work there?
I'm doing work here, yes.
All right. Well, you're taking some time out to play. Are you ready to play puzzle with Will?
Let's find out.
All right, Will, meet Stephen. Let's play.
All right, Stephen. Each answer is the last name of a famous person that becomes a regular English word when you drop its first and last letter. Now answer the clues to find out the people. For example, if I said Patrick's victory, you would say Ewing's win. Ewing dropping the E and a G, and you get win inside.
Okay.
All right, number one is William Randolph's listening devices.
That would be ears.
Right, Hearst's ears is right. Number two, Garth's chess piece.
Brooks, Brook.
That's right. Marlin's South African money.
Brando and Rand.
That's correct. Fred's way up.
Flintstone doesn't work. Fred, way up.
Fred,
jump right in, Leanne.
Yeah, Fred. I mean, I think we should have a category here as famous person. There are many famous Freds with...
Think of one famous movie star.
Oh, okay.
From the 30s and 40s.
A dancing movie star?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, yes. Astaire and Stare.
Astaire and Stare is right. Peter's hammer or saw.
O'Toole and Tool.
That's right. William's beginner.
Styron and Tiro.
Excellent.
Oh. God.
Edgar Lee's flower.
Masters and Astor.
Uh-huh. Leon's light color.
Sphinx and pink.
That's right. Ooh. Juliet's lines of plants in the garden.
Juliet. Oh, Prowse?
Yes.
And Rose.
Excellent. Diana's British coins. Think of the smallest English coins there are.
Farthing. Pence.
Yeah, Pence.
Spencer.
Diana Spencer is right.
Pence, yes.
How about this? Davy's firecracker. A famous Davy in American history.
Crockett and Rocket.
Uh-huh. Lloyd's line of mountains.
Or Jeff's line of mountains?
Yes, or Beau's line of mountains. All in a famous Hollywood family.
Do you remember Sea Hunt?
Bridges and Ridge.
That's
got
right.
It.
That's right. And your last one, Raymond's CB name.
Let's see, Raymond Burr?
That was my first thought, but...
I'll think what a...
Handle.
Yes.
There you go, Raymond. Famous
Chandler?
Yeah.
Raymond
okay.
Chandler's handler. Handle is correct.
These were fun. Nice work, Steve.
Thank you.
We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of these twisters you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station, Steve?
Well, I should name two. In Chicago, WBEZ 91.5, and in Chattanooga, it's WUTC 88.1.
Steve Hollingsworth in Chattanooga, Tennessee, who played today in Chicago. Thanks a lot for playing with us.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, now a new challenge to work on.
Yes, this comes from listener Steve Portnoy. He's a professor in the Department of Statistics at the University of Illinois. Think of a familiar three-letter word that has two syllables. Add five letters to it to get a common eight-letter word that has only one syllable. And here's a hint, all the letters that are added go at the front or at the end, and so that the three-letter word remains intact inside the eight-letter word. So again, a familiar three-letter word that has two syllables, add five letters to it to get a common eight-letter word that has only one syllable. What word is it?
When you know, put that answer on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is 3 o'clock Eastern Time Thursday. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who is feeling under the weather today, so he joined us from home. And Will, actually, that's where I'm going to be for the next 3 weeks. I'm taking some vacation time, so I'm going to have to get this answer on the radio, and I'll be listening. So take care. Thanks a lot.
Have a great time, Leanne.